And more will be said about
Yeah,
that.
more details will be given on that very soon.
And so everything that 5 billion and that 5 billion was reserved in gold and silver, or not reserved, but returned in gold and silver, because that's what they all agreed to, would be payments for debt. Debt would be paid in gold and silver. And one of the most famous places to find that was the purported United States of America, Constitution of the United States of America. And then all the central banks, when they cut their currencies, they have actual dollars sent over by the Federal Reserve, that they have FRNs, Federal Reserve notes, sent over to the Federal Reserve. They deposit into their central banks, and they can cut as much currency for as many Federal Reserve notes as they have. So they all agree to that particular debt should be, or shall be, paid in gold and silver as well. That was the connection, and that was the lineage between all of the purported or the corporations operating under the guise of government. That's why everyone has the gold and the silver. I want that to be clear. So you can choose. What I would do is I would go in and say, okay, I'm going to make a de declaration of value deposit in my bank that I've done a declaration of representation for. And I would say, okay, in this particular declaration of value deposit, I'm putting in 100 million in gold and silver. And that's what's in my bank. Now, I also am subject to audit for any kind of business dealing or dealing that I want to do with anybody else. They have to be able to have access to my records. And we have that in the former systems, or had that in the former systems already. That's what your auditors, your accounting firms, your banks would supposedly do, was go in and audit your transactions every year. And supposedly in the US, for instance, they had what was called the Internal Revenue Service. And that was supposedly their purpose, their purported purpose, was to go in and make sure that you paid taxes, made sure that you your books were clean and everything else. And there was actually a number of mechanisms for that. Your State Department was another one. And then you have the international equivalents. So really, the systems themselves were beautifully designed, except for the fact that they didn't tell you who the value really was, and
Except that they based it
that they were
completely on
commandeering
lies.
everything, that they were commandeering everything. So really, the tools themselves, it's sort of like people say, oh, a gun kills. Well, a gun doesn't kill. It's the people operating the gun that can kill. Right? It's the same thing here. These tools are actually great tools if they are done in transparency. If you add transparency to the system, and it goes back and is reunited with the value system, those tools actually operate correctly. And you reunite the yin and the yang, and it changes the formula, or the harmony of those particular compartmentalized points and the ones that they don't tell you about. Okay, so I would go into Project 13, and that's how I'd handle it. And then from there, any doing I wanted to do through those representations, and remind you, for me right now, those representations are a bridge tool for anything that still appears to be remaining from the former system. Okay, so that way they can communicate, I can communicate, everyone's happy, and we can still get lots done. Yet everything I do is my intentions. As
It's
far as what I, who I choose to play with, who I engage with, usually I'll find someone that's like-minded, that wants to make things transparent and create beautiful things for the highest good of all. So,
and we're going to be doing some serious creating. Serious. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
or
Or
after.
after.
That'll be on tomorrow's. That'll be after today.
The opposite of before, after
After this.
this.
Yeah, the after this one.
We didn't want to get into it right now because we want the focus to be on what we're discussing at this moment, but this week we will be going seriously talking about creating
Doing the
and doing,
example
doing,
of
doing.
creating. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, because it's important that if I won't use these tools, but I'm telling someone to go use them, that's never been the approach that I've ever done. Because for me, that would be deceptive in itself. So I'd rather go and do this, and it can be an example, just an example, one example, okay? Because so many people are much more creative than I am. And so I would really love to experience their creativity. But I will go in and show and do, because I know this, I believe this, and my molecular structure will explode if I don't, go in and actually do this so people can rely upon it. As far as this is something she's chosen to do, she's standing behind it, she's standing within it, and that way if there's any problems, you'll definitely know, won't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Has been usually the tact we've taken with the OPPT and everything else. So that's how I would do that. And then any transaction that I go to do or play with others, it would be by contract. Here's the express written terms. Now, for me, it just depends. Like, there's savvy investors or institutional investors in the old systems. And then you have non-institutional investors. Well, that's just a matter of knowledge and database, right? So for me, when I go in to do a contract, depending on the savviness or the commitment of the other person in the energetics, then that depends on how much of a written representation you need of the energetic doing and transfer. And that comes down to a trust issue, what most people would say trust, and all of the former systems, which are the financial systems, which was just a part of the value system, was all based on non-trust. And yet it was because there was no transparency.
Yeah.
However, when there's transparency, it's not even a matter of trust at that point.
No,
trust
because
becomes irrelevant.
Clear.
Everything's
it's clear.
Clear.
There is no question. There is no, I'm sorry to say, there's no lawyers arguing in a courtroom about what the specific word means legally in a contract, because full transparency. It is, everything is laid out clearly in absolute data. So there is no questions.
I hadn't even finished law school yet, and the judge I worked for, Judge Seipel, loved that man. Judge Seipel asked me, what would you like to accomplish? I was like, I would love that nobody would ever need another lawyer ever again. So please help me accomplish my goal. So
yeah,
here, yeah, exactly. So that's how I would do Project 13 with my bank, my representations, which I've designated or identified as a bank and a business, in order to have that bridge tool between the old tools, why they are closing out, or just redefining themselves to what they really are, which is a representation of eternal essence and the embodiment. And then I would just do my transactions. And then what happens is all the declarations that I've put on my account for Project 13, that's the underwriting. It's the same as a bill of exchange. It's the same as an insurance contract, because if someone needs to collect upon that, everything is digital. Whether you think things are digital or not, I can tell you everything in bank, trade, and finance is digital. The written representations or the physical representations that you have, they're still accounted for digitally, and they actually are tracked digitally. Those are just for your comfort, so that you feel that you have some kind of say over, you know, you have some security that you have cash in your pocket or coin in your pocket, and yet they play with that every day, which is what we saw with the LIBOR scandal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one day you have $10 in your pocket, and the next it's not worth $10. It's worth
10 cents.
10 cents. Yeah. So that's how I would do it. And that's how I am going to do it. And these are actually the documents that I'm talking about, these declarations, the underwriting, which is also the physical asset. And originals would be delivered to whoever you're working with. Now, there is a interesting patents, too, actually. One was from Bank of America. The other one was from Visa. Bank of America purportedly in 2011 filed a patent for regarding the universal value exchange. Now, it wasn't
interesting choice of words,
right? And you know, I was working with Intel at that time very closely in 2011, and yet and there was a period of time when there was like no communication. It was through Court Smart, which, you know, they would listen through all the different cases as we were in there and everything else. But basically, that patent was never disclosed. So, you know, could it have been backdated? Yes. Could it have existed and I just didn't know about it? Yes. However, it was very interesting that it was the UV exchange. And that's when I changed everything to IXCHANGE. And now I'm just, you know, I'm having fun with it, but at the same time, really want things to represent what they actually are, which
Yep.
is in change.
Exactly.
You know, not empower, but in power. Not embodiment, but embodiment. There's something energetically that just feels it's taken away when you use the EX or the EM. And so really it's a matter of getting creative. And that's what I really desire and am manifesting for everyone else, is that they can be creative and know that they are safe, know that they are the power and the value to actually be creative. Okay? So all of these documents are what's going to be released tonight, and those actually are the same kind of tools that they use when you go to sign up for a credit card, when you go to sign up for an account at a bank, when you go to sign for a car or a house. These are the same tools. They're all declarations. And the only thing that's different is that you know who the value is, you know where the value is, plus all the underwriting for at least the 5B, 5 billion, and 5 billion were done by OPBT. So all of that will be on an account for Project 13, since we took the website down. Bob, I think you're echoing. Okay. Yeah, you were echoing. Thank you, Bob.
50 lashes with a wet noodle for you. A limp noodle, sorry.
So I'm going to make sure that on Project 13 there's an account for I with all of the former OPBT, all the filings that were done, because that's all the underwriting for at least that 5 billion and that 5 billion. So people can actually point to it. We retired OPBT, we reconciled it to the I, and so energetically we need to take down the website, but it's all sitting there. All that documentation is still out there, but it's in a transition phase as far as me making sure that the tools are up so everyone has them, they can use them without undue influence. Okay? And then I want to make sure that all that's mirrored so that you don't have to have an account on Project 13 to access them. That's very important, is choice.
Yeah.
Okay, so now
Freedom
let's
of choice.
freedom of choice. So now let's move to what I am going to do. And this is going to be fun. I love this part. So you have these former tools, right? And they appear to still be operating. And you can hear me now and believe me later. Some actually have access to this information and are already calling. So it's a matter of making sure that they can operate. A certain doing is about to be done between Deutsche, which ends up with not such a good situation for HSBC. Wells Fargo, HSBC just took over 51% minimum of ownership of Wells Fargo, Citibank, JP Morgan, and there were a couple others.
Yeah.
And so really it's just all HSBC. And yet on the inside, for over the last, since 2009, the insiders have been trying to sell those HSBC branches forever. And then I've been contacted, or we, the public trust, have been contacted 2011, trying to get us to meet with Wells Fargo, HSBC, the Saudis, the Pakistani family was involved that smelters all the gold, trying to get us to meet, and nothing was transparent, so none of the meetings happened. I bring all this up because a lot of disclosure will be coming out about those here very shortly, and how basically they plan on taking the same girl and putting a different party dress on her, and yet having certain banks fall. Now, here's the thing. If certain tools, if a tool sector falls, all of it has to fall. You can't just say one of them's going to survive, sort of like that bad bank situation that the wonderful purported US Treasury, our Timothy Geithner, supposedly thought of. And he was going to create a bad bank, put all the bad assets in it, and then leave the banks healthy. Right? And so there's a guy
Please know
that.
that's fully transparent.
And so this all goes into, you know, you have Basel III, which supposedly Basel III was actually a tool. It's a BIS tool when the corporations were still lawfully and legally, well, let's just say they were existing purportedly lawfully and legally, and yet it just took a matter of one person recognizing they weren't and doing something about it. And So Basel III really was a matter of keeping things supposedly in ground because there's nothing that they could actually pull out. It was always being pulled out and then gone, taken off planet. Okay, so for gold, silver, natural resources, everything else. So that was really a way for them to sort of have even more non-transparency. And actually, one of the testers, the Basel III certified testers, I call him Dr. Death, Segundo. I'll release some files within the bank trade and finance experiences that I had so people can actually see and have transparency and context, more absolute context to what we're talking about with the value system versus a part of the value system that's been va in a vacuum. Okay. And so what happens is I would like to really go in and make sure that they aren't putting a different party dress on the same girl and then trying to tell you that it's something totally different. Okay. So what I would do is actually take those same documents that I was talking about on Project 13, and I would actually take them into a bank and say, I want to assist you, but we're going to do this transparently, and you're going to do it under the terms and conditions that I deem. Okay. In bank trade and finance, it was known in the upper echelons that you could just take a promissory note, secure it on the commercial registry, take those two documents in, and basically you loan money over to the banks. Now, the banks are required to convert that because if they can't convert that, they're insolvent, which means they can't actually be open for business.
Yeah.
And so in 2010, I got a lot of calls because guys that were actually doing that and were within the system, were within the club, quote unquote, all of a sudden started having a really hard time and
That was me.
couldn't get their stuff monetized anymore or converted, really, is what it was. And so, like in the US, they would issue what's called a 1099 OID, which is original issue discount. So, like Heather goes in, does a promissory note, does a secured, a security agreement, or not even a security agreement, but a registry, a notice of that value. And the bank would send that up to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve would have to account for the Federal Reserve notes that they would have to print off in order to convert that to Federal Reserve notes for me, usually at a 1-to-1. But they would do an actual discount so they'd make money. So basically, that 10% we always hear about. Them getting 10% interest on any money that comes out of the Fed, any notes that come out of the Federal Reserve. Well, that would be your discount. So if I did one for 100,000, then 10,000, I'd get one for 90. 90,000 would be
Yeah.
deposited in my account. And so it's kind of the same thing here. You go in and you just say, hey, I'll do this, but it should be value for value, and maybe those will be my terms. Give me 100,000. I'll deposit value. So here's my declaration of representation so that you know these are my representations and it's something that your system can actually communicate with. And then I give them my declaration of value deposit and I say, open me an account and here is the value. So I don't even have to deal with central banks anymore. I don't have to deal with Federal Reserve notes because it's value for value. But if the bank feels more comfortable, that's fine. They can give me FRNs. And yet they still get the promissory note. Because the central banks and BIS all worked off of energetics anyways. And so they would be able to
Okay, we
kind
just lost you. We
of.
just
Heather,
lost you.
I'm gonna
Thanks.
ask you to repeat.
Heather, I'm
Are
gonna
you
ask you to
there? Can you
repeat
guys
that
hear
last.
us?
Can you hear
Yeah,
me?
repeat that last statement.
Okay. So I don't even know where that jumped off. Okay, so I would go into the bank and I would say, here's my declaration of representation. Here's my declaration of value deposit, what I'm willing to deposit into your bank. And here's all the underwriting. So I'd probably just use the OPBT underwriting for the 5 billion and the 5 billion until that was either gone or I don't plan on not doing anything. So I'm going to actually increase that value. However, I can go in and deposit whatever I want in there. Say, open me an account. Here's my underwriting. Here's my value. They don't even have to go to the Federal Reserve or any purported central bank because it is the actual value. But they, if they feel more comfortable converting it, and I know the Federal Reserve notes are empty, so what I'm willing to do is just say, yep, I will take your funny money, I will take the paper and I'll use it as a tool, but I know it's my value that's in that tool. So I will go ahead and underwrite that tool, but I get the use of it, and I determine the use that I'm going to use it for. And they have no say over how I'm going to use it, yet I am responsible for how I use it, because if I damage anyone, I'm going to end up paying someone in whatever tool that I have that's demanded by the damaged party. I am responsible for that. Okay, so here we have a very different scenario with the value system versus the financial system, yet the financial system is actually within the value system. It's just harmonized when it's in the toll.
Here's a question that I know is going to come up. What if the bank chooses not to play with you?
We're going to find that out, won't we?
Here's the thing, and I've discussed this several times, especially over the last 2 weeks. We know that we have an estimate at this point, and I'm lowballing this. There's an estimated 18 to 20 million people who know about the OPPT filings right now. Now, let's just say that if even 1 million people take these and run with this, if even 200,000 people in the USA all walk in tomorrow to their bank and put this down on the counter and say, "Hi, I'd like to deposit some of my value, please and thank you." What do you think is going to happen? Even better yet, what if everyone gets together and they all decide, "Hey, let's all go to such and such a bank." And such a bank has, in a 12-hour period, like I say, 200,000 people all show up saying, "Guess what? We're going to deposit our value." All it takes is one bank to play. Because as soon as someone says, as soon as Lisa goes in and says, "I went into the mom and pop bank here and they did it," every single person on this planet is going to be flying into her hometown, Australia, going, "Ha ha ha, we want to play too."
Well, here's the awesome thing. When you go in and they say no, they just prove that they are insolvent. Because everything you're presenting to them are actually things that are in their system, and that's what their system ran on. So when they reject it and they say, "Oh no, this isn't valid, this isn't this or that," they actually deem their own paper and their own system invalid because it's the same paper and it's the same stuff that you're doing from
So
the former
should you
system.
demand a rebuttal in
Yeah,
response
exactly. Yep.
in written form?
Yep. So if they can't rebut it, guess what?
Well, it doesn't matter if they reject it or they don't. Either way, it's screwed. Okay? Because they've just invalidated all their own paper. So they're watching this very carefully. So let's say you take the courtesy notice tool that had gone out, that Chris Hales, talks about all the time. Well, here's what I, and Ken and Scott Bartle, I love them so much. They went in and created this tool because Scott's gone through a lot of these experiences, right? And this is the tool they came up with. What I loved about the courtesy notice, and before that, the OPPT at one point had played around with what's called the pledge. So it's always kind of the same thing. And then I think Chris Hales talked about a bond and an oath. Okay. I'm not hip on bonds. It's just bondage for me. It's just they forgot the AGE, right? And so for me, the courtesy notices were an excellent tool to go in and on one side show the former systems how awake the people were becoming. And I can tell you, all the countries were getting, well, not countries, the corporations operating under the guise of governments were freaking out. Now, they weren't going to show you that, but it started to come out, and all of a sudden, collection agencies, purported collection agencies, knew about the courtesy notices. People started to report the different kind of experiences and reactions that they were getting. It created a huge tidal wave because all of a sudden, what was beautiful about it was it showed them how many people were not just awake, but they were being and doing. And because of the OPPT filings, which even if people don't understand what happened, the point was the systems did. And when you be and do, they can't be and do. They can't steal your being and doing. And then on the flip side, it was a great tool because it actually helped the people exercise their being and their doing muscles.
It was an excellent exercise in moving forward and taking charge and being accountable.
Right. So now at this point, what's beautiful is that I never did a courtesy notice. I will say that right now. I never did a courtesy notice. I did, during the investigations, toy around, play with, and actually experience certain mechanisms that were similar to it. And really, it was just a notice. But the stuff that's in the notice, all the compartmentalized points, I had gone into experience. And so that's why I could recognize the tool Chris or Scott and Ken Bartle had put together. And I was really interested to watch how it actually went. And I did go over it and make sure that at least the OPPT filings were in there so that it wasn't just fluff they were bringing in. It was actually a beautiful mechanism. And so the thing is, though, is when it's time, when you decide what you really want to accomplish, the tools may change. They may not serve after a certain point, or they may evolve into something else.
Yep.
For me, the courtesy notice was great to watch you guys exercise and watch the systems actually have notice of how many people were waking up around the world. Australia was purportedly the last report from the Intel guys was that Australia was freaking them out the most at that point.
Australians are rocking it, I'm telling you.
Well, you guys had so many movements, quote unquote, and that's what I never resonated with the fact that OPPT was ever a movement. I only saw it as a tool. And yet, I think that the movement is the energy.
Well, yes. I'll call it a movement because it flushed out a whole lot of shit.
Alrighty then. So, here's what I would like to say is that when, for me, this isn't about destroying things. This is about building, and this is about repurposing. So what I would like to do is I know certain plans, which is to basically have HSBC be a sacrificial lamb. And with that, because of the mergers that recently took place and the takeovers, is you have a lot of banks in there. Yet Deutsche Bank is supposedly the golden child, which is, you know, all the Austrian families and everything else. And they have Clearwire, which is basically like Euroclear? Euroclear, which is like a clearinghouse, a digital clearinghouse, and SWIFT. And basically Clearwire was Deutsche Bank, ABN AMRO, I think, or Deutsche Bank and someone else. And that's their in-house. So they don't even tell you that it's actually them. You have to do some digging to be able to find that out. So they have their hands in every single part of it, which means they can control the distribution. And if one bank is going to fall, legally and lawfully, all of them should fall. And what I'd like to do is you have such great people that have a lot of experience in that sector, just like accounting, law, education, medical. Just because someone's in a field that may have not been operating transparently doesn't mean the actual people within it are all bad or all have bad intent. Okay, so what I would like to do is be able to go in and say, yep, I would love to have your expertise, your experience. I'm willing to pay you a service fee. And I'm actually willing to go in and venture with you. Let's go in and make some money. Let's go in and create. I don't even need to have them just act as a custodian, because why? I am the custodian of my value. But I would like to have some people to go play with. So if they're willing to play, I will go ahead and make sure that they have value in their bank, but they're going to do things transparently. And we're going to do it together so that I know every step that's being taken, and they can grow and they can actually heal all the other intent that's been operating there.
So there you go, Gulliver. There's your offer on the table.
So you're suggesting at this point that everybody who chooses to go down this path by downloading this document tomorrow and visiting a bank visits HSBC?
Oh, well,
no.
I told you what I was going to go do is, you know, I'm personally am going to go, and HSBC and I have not always had the best relationship. You can see in the Paradigm Report where HSBC, and there's investigations that I didn't put into Paradigm Report, which were Citibank, Pandit, and the Black Ops accounts, as well with the Villarreal, Marcos, things that were stolen by Ruben. And then you have Wells Fargo, which was under the guise of Macarizo, which was in Panama, a Panama shell company, and that's Knights of Malta. And all of that. And so that went all the way up to the directors. They brought in Switzerland. I didn't put those in because they were still pending at the time. And yet, here I have Wells Fargo now that is basically HSBC, operating by the families. The old man's taking basically all the banks in and then basically going to let them die, which was part of the ferreting out plan, the shaking it out. Like Swiss Indo is just a tool to ferret out all those with certain agendas. The old man's, a lot of the elders, a lot of people have been working on making sure this all ends. The experiment is ended and the interrupted purpose proceeds again. So I want to go in and I would like to have some fun. Those that want to have fun, great. I know that HSBC and I have not had the best relationship. I have no hard feelings with the maneuvers that they took, especially against my family. Although breaking down the door with 10 armed men was a little
Excessive.
unnecessary with Loey, who was on chemo at the time and alone at home, very sick. So what I
Somewhat
would
over the
like,
top then.
huh?
Somewhat over the top.
Just a bit.
Yeah, it was, and then you had the whole Seattle PD and the test site for, militarizing your police department. It wasn't a good thing. So what I would like to do is go in and clear the air and just say, and transparently, so everyone can see what it is I'm going to do. There's no questions, they can see. And when I say there's no questions, I mean, I give the data and do the doing transparently. For instance, my Project 13 key will be made public. It'll just be made public so everyone can see and I stand behind and people know that whatever I post on there, I stand behind. I want everyone to be able to see and watch, at that point. So what I would like to do is go in and say, HSBC, here we go. I know that it's a sacrificial lamb, but at the same time, it is not acceptable for me to have this pick and choose and put a different dress on the same girl. Now, the ferreting out tools have been awesome, excellent. And yes, that was a part of the absolute plan, was used to have the banks basically consolidate and then just, have it ferret out who was doing what. What was that? Madame Wu was supposed to be the head of Wells Fargo, and then that got taken off the table
Real quick.
the minute that we started talking about Madame Wu and being the head of Wells Fargo. So what I would like to do is just go in and say, let's go play. Let's just be creative. Let's be imaginative. And I'm willing to go ahead and repurpose things. And if things don't choose to be repurposed, that's okay too, because I'm just gonna stand by their side as they walk out, as they cease to exist by their own choice. But at the same time, for me, this is what I know for me within, is that every perceived role played a part in making sure we got here. So for me, there is no bad or good. There is no evil, or holy. There is just what is, which is eternal essence, having a simultaneous experience through many embodiments. There's no, for me, there are perceived galactics, perceived angelic realms, and yet for me, it's all one density. So these are just what I know for me within. So I'm going to act accordingly. Why would I go in and try to destroy anything? I just want to make sure it's all transparent and
Yep.
that it is, everyone has access to the same transparency.
Yep.
And then everyone can have fun as they choose. So that's what I'm going to be doing with Project 13. All of these instruments, I'll call them instruments or transmitting utilities or vehicles, written representations of who I am and what I do. And anyone who wants to play the same, or we can figure out a way that we can mutually play together, then great. I'm all for it.
Well,
So by the time.
it would seem to me that the banks, being that they have their ass in a corner right now,
And on fire.
it seems to me that the banks should be thrilled at the opportunity to play.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people have asked me all this whole time about enforcement, right? And with the value system being disclosed today, they'll be able to see in what I call enforcement, and it's about the energetics. So really, all the banks have not, they don't say boo without family approval. Because there's only supposedly 13 families, but there's the guy or the energies, the embodiments behind them. that actually manage them. So really, your families end up being the equivalent in bank trade and finance of a broker, right? Or an agent. So what I really strive to do was to make sure that everything was transparent so that all the perceived roles were seen for what they were, roles. You know, we're either all one and I do and I say and I think one, or I'm just full of, excuse my language, bullshit. So I'm not there. I am there for all the perceived roles. I love playing with, as D is, and all you guys found out when you came to Morocco, the divines, I don't care if it's divines, and as I defined a divine, it's someone who sees himself as divine and requires something less than to support that role, right?
Right.
And so I don't care who comes before me, and I'm so willing to play, but it's going to be done transparently. And the results have always been wonderful and had a great experience, at least on my end. Didn't, I guess it wasn't so fun for the others, but you know, I had a great time and I love each and every one of them, no matter what the perceived role is. So I'm gonna go and have some fun. Anyone who wants to have fun, let's do it, but let's do it transparently. I'll make sure that everyone has access to at least the value system and the tools, and at least the stuff that I know. And there's a lot of stuff out there that other people know that they're going to be bringing out as well. Why? Because you guys are willing to be and do, and you've already shown them that. That's what this whole December 25th onwards has been. You've been showing them, giving them notice that you guys are being and doing. And it's not the old adage that the families would use or that agents would use. You know, the people are stupid, the people are irresponsible. I have seen such beautiful responsibility, such beautiful intelligence, both what people will call spiritually and intellectually. It's just, it's gorgeous. I've had such the best time, and I really thank everyone with my eternal energy, my eternal love, peace, gratitude. I've had the best time, and I would love to have some more fun.
And at that, I think at an hour and 21 minutes, which was supposed to have been a 30-minute show, oops, we'll draw the line
That's one
here.
final question, though.
What was that?
One final question.
On you
Well,
go.
by the time we play this recording on tomorrow's broadcast,
Tonight for everyone else in North America and Europe.
tonight for here, sorry. What's going to be online, and where is it going to be online?
I will have everything. We'll get all the everything that we've discussed. I will put out on removing the shackles in probably the next
When I give
10
it to her,
hours or
it'll be
so.
before the show.
Before the show, we will have it all online. It will be copied everywhere. We will have it going viral instantaneously. So American Kabuki. We'll have it, and Kwelapele, if we can get a hold of KP, and Brian, and everyone will have it.
Brian,
And so
me, 5D Media, it'll be
5D
everywhere.
Media over there, absolutely. So I'm going to spend this afternoon while Heather's finishing up the last few bits and tidying up pieces, pulling together all the links so that people looking at this and hearing this for the very first time can go and click on the links and go back and see the original UCC filings and some of the original shows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And what I would like to say is that because I don't, you know, public trust website, we took that down so that energetically everything could be closed and the words, the thoughts, and the actions all were harmonious. So what I will say is this, is that I'm going to put these out on the I logo, but these are documents that I am actually using. And that way, people can just see an example. And they can recognize the documents for what they are in the former financial system. They can actually see those and recognize them from that system. And I really want people to make an informed choice. So I'm not telling anyone to go and do anything, do what resonates within. But I will put the documents and the tools out that I know, that I've used, and that I know the value system to be. And then everyone dissect it, discuss it. Take it apart and figure out what is true for you using your tools that resonates within. Okay.
Work together.
Thank you. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Dee. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you,
Is there anything else
Lisa.
you want to say, Bob?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I'm excited. I'm ready to have fun.
Oh, me too.
Me too.
Playing.
Oh, and
When
oh,
the
the
games
fun.
begin.
Oh, the next show that we're going to record. We'll have another call, late tomorrow night for you there too, Lisa. and we start talking
Okay.
about the big plans for the big doings. And that is going to be super exciting for this week. But until then,
I'm excited.
I'm pretty much going to
Yeah.
guarantee that I'm not going to be on the live show tonight. Considering my track record for the last few weeks has not been very good of managing to stay awake that long. But everyone knows how to get in touch with me. I'm always around on Skype, easily to get a hold of. So we'll talk to everyone later.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Bob. Thanks, Dee.
And we will talk to you all. Bye, love.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh,
Wait, yes,
one thing
Bob.
while I have the both of you on the line. My phone. My bank
I've
phone.
got your phone and I've got your thing. I'm going to ask Yusuf to mail that over.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I gave Dee the address.
The teleporter was on the fritz.
The teleporter was on the fritz. And they won't let us into the portal house still. I don't know. Okay, guys. Well, the editing person can cut that off where they should.
Yes.
let me run around and get some stuff done, and I will talk to you, Lisa, when you wake up in the morning.
I'll see you in a few hours then.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye, Dom.
See
Love
you.
you both.
Bye, girls.
Mwah.
Bye.